This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 182 for Friday, December 9th. ICE canola futures are lower on Friday in what was a day of very choppy trading. At the final settlement, the January canola contract loses $2.80 at $872.40 per ton, and the more heavily traded March contract dips 20 cents at $860.90 per ton. The United States Department of Agriculture has not accepted Stat Canada's latest estimate for canola production in 2022. Rather than going with Stat Can's 18.17 million tons, the USDA pegs Canadian canola output at 19 million tons. That's down 500,000 tons from its November call. The USDA projects world rapeseed production for 2022-23 at 84.34 million tons, down 0.6% from November's estimate. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for the week ending December 4th are down slightly at about 234,000 tons. However, the year-to-date total of 2.88 million tons remains well ahead of exports this time last year. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday with the loonie at 73.36 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close, a 73.63. In the USDA's December supply and demand estimates, the U.S. soybean ending stocks are unchanged at 220 million bushels. The wheat carryout also remains unchanged at 571 million bushels. The carryover for corn is up 6.3% at nearly 1.26 billion bushels. Globally, soybean ending stocks nudge up to 102.7 million tons, while that for corn is down a little at just under 1.2 billion tons. World wheat ending stocks are reduced by a half million tons at 267.3 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The January contract loses 2.5 cents at $14.84 per bushel. January soy oil falls 1.3 cents at 60.01 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal gains $5.20 at $471.60 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Friday as the March contract bumps up 1.5 cents at $6.44 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher with its March contract rising 4 cents at $3.34. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, with Chicago March giving up 12 cents at 7.34. Kansas City March also foregoes 12 cents at 8.33. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 7 cents at 9.02. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, December 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.